אוקיי, אמרנו, קודם כל, הביסל דין פה חנקה, דובר בייצא, מה אתה יודע, אבל, אה? היי, זה ביוטיפול מיסטר ברורה. ביג סייז, גוד. ביג סייז. Now the first din, yes, the first din of Hilchos Chanukah, about Erev Chanukah, because this year is not Megeah, because Erev Chanukah is Shabbos, but the Shaila is, so we make fast in Erev Chanukah. What's the problem? What's the problem fast in Erev Chanukah? Because the Gemara Zogt, as the Gemara Amolam, you know, Megillas Tainus, a list of, in the Bais Sheni, Sveng Seder, the Nisim, and every time it was a Nes, it was recorded, there's a Yom Tif, also Megillas, I count the Gemara says, after the Chubin, but for Megillas Tainus, except Chanukah Pur, Leibor, Gemara Roshonim. And yes, Ashayla, what about Erev Chanukah and Erev Purim? Is the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says, that since Bottle Megillas Tainus, so Chanukah Purim remained, but Erev Chanukah can be better than Mamish, a different day, which is a stickly observe, and if not this Bottle, Erev Chanukah is Bottle more. However, the Bach in his basket, that since Chanukah Purim and Bottles are filled with Erev Chanukah and Erev Purim, so we're not fast. So the Shulchan Aruch brings it where? Nichus Megillah. Yeah? Chanukah Purim and Sof Resh Bevov. Mutzel in Shanes Lefneim Acharei. Because the Yom HaKshu Megillah Tainus, you're not supposed to fast even the day before and the day after. Aber Chanukah Purim, Paskin Ramachava, and the Paskin, Mutzel in Shanes Lefneim Acharei. Because since both of Megillah Tainus, no, but then, Chanukah Purim remains. The only problem is that we fast Erev Purim. In the Chassimin of Meg. Or, but according to the Bach, we make a fast in Erev Purim. What is Erev Purim? Sinus Esther. No?
It's a run.
That Tennessee is violent. We bowed as was as in Megillah's Esther. If you mail us as every Yom Tov Mamish, as Yom Tov Shabbos, make the fast in Erev Shabbos. This whole idea of Mitzvah fast in Erev Shabbos, I don't know where it came from. That din is Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos, Derech Anshei Maaser, they fast in Erev Shabbos. So hoben appetit Friday night Shabbos, and din is Shulchan Aruch. I don't know what people got to Mitzvah fast in Erev Shabbos. And also, The Gemara says as most of the Tanaisim of Chalva Shabbos the Nitzcha. Tishabom Chalva Shabbos, Rosbet Tammuz, Chalva Shabbos, Tanisester. We don't fast on Shabbos. What about Asorah B'Tavis? Asorah B'Tavis comes again Avud Raham. When I think it's Tammuz of Rostov. Avud Raham Zogt Avud so fast in the field. By Unza Luach, Asorah B'Tavis can never come on Shabbos. But if it would come on Shabbos, I'll bring a fasting Shabbos. But I'll say, be'etzem ha'yem hazeh. So the Bais Yosef says, I don't know where he gets it. Alein machen droshes, so the Talmud does a droshe be'etzem ha'yem hazeh. So Mer Simcha says, arayif ha'agmore. Gemore says in Nero, at the end of the third perek, ba'abir rav the Yosef betaneise, if a yochid takes a tainus in his fasting of Shabbos, malis, Yes, the nation of Shabbos, Malas Hanis. Malas Haslam. He wants to say, as a Mechuidu Haslam. If it's a fila tainis yochid, if somebody is fasting on Friday, he has to wait till Tesha Kachom before he can eat. Or, it's fact of Mer Silke, why does he more have to say, Babi Rav did the Yosef of Tanis? Why does he more say, Tainis Sibo Shechal Be'er of Shabbos? Malas Haslam. Terah Zogt, the only Tainus Tzibo comes on Friday. Which Tainus Tzibo? Sorah B'Tavis. No, another one. Sorah B'Tavis, what we can make fast in Shabbos Gufa. Koit Labu. Zogt Ramir Tzibo, it's also Mokrif in Abu Dhraham. But Rabbi Shiosu said, Rashi Zogt Befurish in Megillah Nitzazay. foolish. Rashi, Megillah Dot, the first parak. So Rashi was foolish, and so much famous on the Shabbos, and this comes on the Zit Rashi. So you see that Lemaisa makes no difference because it never happens. The Sorbet Tavis never comes on Shabbos. Oh, but what's it now with Tainus Hester? Tainus Hester is was Megman Fasten, Favos, just like you have a lot of fast Erev Shabbos, Erev Yomtiv, Erev Rosh Hashanah Lechechat Tainus, Erev Rosh Hashanah Lechat Tainus, Tain Gedalia, my Tzoy Rosh Hashanah Lechechat Tainus, the Hasimi Baldas Ksim Bereise, don't make me fast in his name of Achrim. Right? But now what happens now in Yerushalayim on Kefes Chaymor, Purim by them is not Yud Dalet. Purim is Tesvov. So how come we are Yom Tov Yud Dalet? Not because it's stated in the Megillah. No, Yom HaKsuvim Megillah Stainus. You understand? By uns, it is a Yom Tov Yud Dalet, 14th. Over in Yerushalayim, a Kefes Chaymor, the 15th. So why the 14th a Yom Tov? Because it's Yom HaKsuv Megillah Stainus. Eber says, O Tabach, darf man sagen, nicht fasten in Yerushalayim. Huh? Yerushalayim? Darf man sagen, nicht fasten in Yerushalayim, you know that? I remember when we were in Yerushalayim years ago, we talk about it, come and funk, we were there for Purim. Homir Mekel, when I remember we were Mekel, we fasted on Tainus Hester. Others, I'm Achmirim, they don't fast. Others, I'm Achmirim, they don't fast. Because it's like such a Mechaber Halter, we make you fast. Make you fast. Okay, so much for Erev. That's for Erev. Erev, Chanukah. Erev Chanukah is good, no problem. Okay. Now I tell you for Amar Shor in Chulim, for Valdiot Amar Shor in Chulim and Chanukah. Oh, this is impossible to read. Finally, what? Herzog, the Amar Shor Zog, the Gemara is in Chulim and Afnon Hay, that it seems that if you have a piece of cheres, and it breaks in half, or whatever. Oh, that's good. If you get a, okay, you follow it, not sure. Yeah. I'm sure the that it seems that when they were learning Chulin and they came to the Gemara after the hay, it was pumped Chanukah, and it's a story, I might say, can sustel the Chanukah. The Gemara says that Hadaki Mekliheres, what happens if you have a Kliheres from pottery and it breaks? So still Mekabal Tumer, if there is enough oil, a lug, that's the size of 6 eggs. There's enough oil, a lug, in the broken piece, then it's Mekabal Tumer. But Pachis Melug, you see that the pottery broken in half, and the piece that's left, is you can't have more than a lug there. A Pachis Melug. The Sish Mekabal Tumer. So, the Marshor Be'etzem, that the Chashmonoim, they had a problem with the Menera. So what did they do to Mises till they got a new Menera? They used Klicheres, a broken piece of a Klicheres, that did not contain a lug, less than a lug, right? And then it burned the whole day and the whole night, 24 hours for a lug, or at least 24 hours. But Lele Tzavis didn't need a lug. Thus went on Esfuchalik. Thus be Kitzon Nimrus. I'm telling you, Marshall, but kids on him. So, guy, thank you, Marshall. Daphne, hey, if you want to look at the ideas. Oh, but those were like Gvaldike Kashi. Gvaldike Kashi. Whoever heard of a Menera made of Klicheres? The Gemara in Menoches and Nochers and Lachsen Sukkah, the Machlekes Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Rabbi says the Menera can be kosher not only from Zohar, not only from gold, be any metal, but it must be Maschus. Metal. Can have it from chromium, for whatever. But Kli'etz, a wooden menera is possible. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds, a wooden menera is kosher. So Ashayla Vilas, the Psukim, whatever. So Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda, what then is meat, what is not kosher? So Gemara Klicheres. Same as Gemara. A Klicheres cannot be used for Manero. So what's the Pshat in the Marsha? So the Kashim, Bifun, and the Bechel Sheer, as far as, you know, Sefer Ashkit, it's Chatzul Sheer, my Sofer, and of Shas, the Bechel Sheer, Elfrat is the Kashim. And the end he says, it's possible that the Marsha just said it, the Chazit Bosh HaTalmidim. Marsha never thought of such a thing. You can use a Klecheres or Menera. The Chazit Bosh HaTalmidim. As Kent, I know about Marsha's Yengeres. They had portion in Lame. You both said in Lame the Nefshah Mishayiyashah. They had nothing else. Health comes from stomach. So they had to use the Klecheres one or two nights. And they had to use the Klecheres for Nishvi Kabul Tumer. So that Klecheres was a Shivrei Klecheres, a piece. And it didn't contain a glug from Shemen. And I mean, of a fighter, the Kasher took a great Kasher from our shore. It's Mechel Shofet.
Hashmonoi
made
the
menorah
shalvat, which
is tin. Shem tin, yeah. That was later. But the first night when I started to look at her,
I had a chance even.
And then Marshall, then I remember the Shiva Israel was in Baltimore. One Hanukkah showed us the Marshall. I'm going to have the Marshall. Like a song here. Okay. Was noch nach Malern? Sie haben gemacht Schabbos,
Noch Alina. The height of the menorah, in Rashi Cheshbon, the menorah said on top is not counted part of the 18. So maybe the menorah is on top, that hold the oil could be different.
Different from what?
From the rest of the menorah.
But did it make Kabul Tumi or not? Yeah, my son.
Maybe it's not a chelik of the menorah. Maybe it's a
set. Therefore?
So maybe that could be Mekabel Tumah.
We're looking at things, it's Nish Mekabel Tumah.
Oh, it's Nish Mekabel.
Anyway, it's so far like a more Tana Rabbana. Mitzvahs Chanukin Neirin Shubayis.
What?
Zav Chof Alfam Beit. Tana Rabbana. Mitzvahs Chanukin Neirin Shubayis. It's a mitzvah, one candle for the whole family, Ishu Beis. V'hamehadrin, ner l'chol echad v'yechot. So in other words, if you have 10 people in the house, so you light a menorah, the first night you have 10 candles, by the 8th night you have 80 candles, right? Ner l'chol echad v'yechot. But one person lights it. V'mahadrin, mina mahadrin, oh, by Shama Yemrim, Yemrish and Madlik, Ishmael and Kemir and Sayak, Rishachal, by Shama says my 8-1, the Silaim Yemrish and Madlik, yeah, Omar will be pleased about Shreya Maroy. What is the reasoning?
What's the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, Rabbi?
What?
The Mahadrin we know. What's Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin?
You never live by Kanto?
Yes, sure.
So what's for instance?
Sure, I'm just saying that you should have each one, right? Near Lechol Echot, and then.
All right. Omar Rule, Pligmos, Rea Marovi Marovi. Rabbi Yesu Marovi, Rabbi Yesu Marzabi. Chadama Tzaymer by Shammai, Kilegit Yom Menachunosin. What is the reason why Shammai says you're 8-1? Because the first night, you figure there's still 8 days left. The second night, there's 7 days left, and so on and so forth. It's like, I heard from, about Sfirot Tzel, the Rebbe says, Sfirot Tzel, we should also count that way. The first night, 49 days left of Shavuos. The second night, 48. Or Mitzel Fakirs, we go from 1 up to 49. Those would be Sfirot Tzel. Alright. So, Beis Shammai says, Kineged Yomim, and Hayetzin. And Beis Hillel Zok, Kineged Yomim, Hanichnosin. Right? If I can't, by Shama I have number Knosin that you left with 8-7, by Silos of Fakel, can I go my Hayetzin? Yom Hayetzin, otherwise you left with one night you put on one, The second night we're ready the two, the third night three, and so on. The Chad Omar, and the other Amirah said, Taimi Rebbe Shammai Keneged Porei HaChag. You see, when they, in the Chag and Shavuos, they brought 70 Porim. So the oxen or bulls. So the first day of Sukkot is the 13th. Second day is 12, and so on, all the way down to 7. Shana Rabba the 7. So you see, they always go down. Keneged Porei HaChag. Taimi Rebbe Hillel. Malim ba'kodesh ve'imorim. Fine. Omar Rabbi Chonim Yechon. Shnei zikenim hoyu betzidon. Echod osak be'shamayim betzidon. Two talmidei chachamim. One did like be'shamayim from 8 to 1. And the other one like be'shamayim from 1 to 8. Zenos and tamad zvorov k'negepore achad. V'nez tamad zvorov k'mal b'kesh v'morim. What did Rabbi Yechonin add on to the previous Amir? Previous Amir also said, what is Rabbi Yechonin Lochamo? So the Vilna Goyen says, there's a big enough gemino whether the Tam for Meisil al Meishamai is Kenege Yom Ma'yetzin or Yom Lechonosin or the Pori Achag Amal Makedish. If the Tam is Kenege, then only one person can light. Only one person. Because you'll have, there's 20 people in the place, they're all putting up candles, you don't know where you're at altogether. Oh, well, if you say, can I get Pori Achag, and Malamakedis, then you can have several people light it. Thus, the Nafkamina, Zoktav Yechelon, and the Rikya Vistakya, like the second time. Zoktav Vilna Goyen, thus the Mokyar Arminig, that we don't have the Nafka, only one person likes. That's when his father, Mazay Dominic, only one person likes. But we ask in us, we follow what the Ramos says, you can have several people in one house can light the Chanukah. Because the Rikya like Rabbi Yechonon said, Shnei Zekenim, there were two Talmidei Chachamim, and each one gave a Tam, Keneged Porei Achag, and Malam HaKedesh. Because that's the Rikya's Tam. That's the Nafkamina, whether the Tam is Yom HaNechnosim or Yom HaYetzin, or the Tam is Porei Achag, and Malam HaKedesh. So we pass in the Rikya Riz Keneged Porei Achag and Agmarot. Fine. Okay. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about today's parsha. Now, today's parsha, one of the most difficult parshas, is the Shteitzach and Svorim, that unfortunately we have two things that we always have to suffer. One is the Chiras Yosef, and the other one is the Meiser Egel. And Arayas and Aremes are state Kamisha Boko Yishalim Tachasher Vyaba Sain Tachasher. The Sheir is their eagle, we made the eagle, Vyaba Sain Tachasher, that we sold the Yosef. Those are the two major Chatzorim of the Klal Yisrael. El Zoktacham El Simcha, the Far Zokman Yom Kippur, Kiyatso Sele, Yatso. Sochol Yisrael. Yes, Sochol Yisrael. Sochol Yisrael. That's the Meister Egel. Egel Hech Yisrael. Omochol Yisrael. Yisrael. That's the Ches from Yisrael. That's all the Shvatim combined and they sold. Yes, Sochol Yisrael. Omochol Yisrael. Now, what is the Ches? And the Emerson is, and of course the. The Gemaisa Nasol Gemachus, you know, Yom Kippur, the Musaf, we have it in detail, the whole Maisa with Nasol Gemachus, and so on. But if you look in the Chumash, interesting in the Chumash, Tetazay, when Yosef came there, what did he do with Yosef? They threw him in the bear, right? Correct? They threw Yosef into the bear, and what did they do? By Yosef Lechorechem. They went away, and it was a Zetzdessen, correct? And while they were having supper, whatever they were eating, what happened then? No? Vayavu anoshim idyonim sechim. Sochim, it means they were sochim, it means they were brokers. In other words, whatever they could. You see, a broker, he'll deal in diamonds one day, he'll deal in real estate next day, he's in business. That's his business, a broker. So, Anoshim Idyonim Sachrim, Vayimshus Yalo Yeshem Abel, they pulled him out of the bear. Vayimkos Yesel Ishmaelim, they sold him to Ishmaelim in Farsik. Vayoshav Ruven El Abel, right? Correct? Ruven comes back. Vinay and Yosef Babel, Ruven is a b'chor, comes back. You don't know what happens to him. So where does it say that they cross the shoulder? Zok the Rashbam, look in the Rashbam. Lefi Eimek Pshute Shel Mikro, the brothers never sold Yosef. All English got some ones. These Midyonim, whoever saw him, they pulled him out, they sold him. Ruven comes back, he's gone, never know what happened. No? If that's the case, when the Maisenero, you know, when the Emperor of Rome, so he says to the Asoros Kenim, what happened? You sold your brother. What should they have answered? Aligo, we never sold him. No? Why didn't they say that? The Rabbi said, what's the answer? The answer is Poshet. The Kabbalah is that we did sell him. To deny us, what do you mean? You deny us what? The Tzeira Shebal Peh. Chas v'sholem, Nos Yehog Bar Yavr. That's why they gave their life. For what? For Tzeira Shebal Peh. Tzeira Shebal Peh is inseparable from Tzeira Shebiksav. Same Zach. So the mail says, Hasol Yemalchus Uzach Meisan Nefesh. And what? And Tzeira Shebal Peh. But tell us about yourself, the Rashbam is on your left. If you look into it, they threw him into the bayon, they sat there, they were debating the Chumrim Kren of Ishmael. It's a good idea. While they were debating, somebody came along and they tucked it and pulled him out. They used the Pusik. Tell us about the Kabbalah is that the brothers themselves sold him. That's the Kabbalah. And that's how deny it will be to be Chas v'Sholem Makras and Tzimus Balpeh. And you know who else says that? The Ramesha Feinstein once showed it to me in Zasimil, the Amsa Slame of Bava Kamen. Mona Selt HaMaisim Bava Kamen, the fourth paragraph, you guys know? That's the Roman government sent two Sadiotim to the scholars, of course, and the teachers, the Torah. So they went there and they taught them the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. They said, everything you felt was rain that we find, we don't understand. Chel shel Yisroel, shel gel shel shel akum is potter. Akum al shel Yisroel, an ax of fenagoy hits the Jewish ax, has to pay nesek sholem. Marisha, or the potter, or the chayim, may make up your mind, which is, and he must say, we don't tell. Svek to Marshal, they should have told them both chayim and both potter. Tell sisters, tell them a thing that's not true, that's so many. That's the whole body of the Chmeshel Nefesh. So the Chmeshel Nefesh went on the truth of the Yiddish Yisrael.
The Basig in Haftaira, Shloisha Pisha Yisrael, Amichron HaKesef Tzadik. So it's also in Tarsha Baksav.
But the Maisa, we have no proof. The Maisa, Shuta Shemika, as he did that. But that's the thing from Tehra Shebal Peh. The whole strength of Italian soil, Tehra Shebal Peh. What? That's the same thing, Tehra Shebal Peh.
The Machshava alone is gone. The Lechuvenim Kerenu, that's not enough. The Machshava
Raw,
they had.
The Machshava Raw, then the Kerzbom of the Maisa. But the Kabbalah is that we did it, Sakis. That's what Shwatim did it. Now, speaking about this, I want to tell you another interesting thing. It states that after Yosef was sold, right? By Yakumo, Kobono, Rabbeneso, the Nachmei, by Noyan Snachem, now Yevke say Oviv. Rashi says, Yevke say Oviv. Who is Oviv? Yitzchok, the father of Yankiv. Now stop to think of this. Look at this. Here is Yankiv and here is Yitzchok. Yitzchok is a man 168 years old. In Ebach blind. Right? And the wife is gone. Rivka is gone. All by himself, a lonely old man. On the other hand, Yankiv Avinu. All right, it's middle-aged, 108. Middle-aged, right? Middle-aged. And he has three wives. But he has three other wives. Leah and Bilhah and Zilpah. He has 11 children. And no one else had any girls. The council took over from Middle. So, and an immense wealth. Immense wealth. Valdit. Who's in better shape? I'm balanced. Yitzchok or Yankov? Avraham Yankov. Dos b'shat kirachim oval bonim. You can stop to think of this. Yitzchok is crying over the tzar and the anguish of his son Yankov. Stand? Dos b'shat kirachim oval bonim. Come to think. Now let's get back to Yosef. Yosef, Rashi says, the gemalim. What do they have? All kinds of besomim, of spices, good smelling. So, usually Arabs, what do they engage in Arabs today? They sell oil. What do today's Arabs sell? Oil. Right? So, some of the Arabs all day also say, all of a sudden, this caravan is not oil, but besomim. Bavos? In order, it should be not be painful for Yosef, shouldn't have the bad smell of oil, you have some. You know, the kashya, here's Yosef, imagine. Here he's learning Torah with his father Yankov. All of a sudden he's passed into a different society. Torah's true, there's no question. You're worried about the tzar, I have tzar for this. Huh? But what's a pshat? So I found out the Rabbi of Tesla and Mitzvah Eliyahu in his mirror. Of a rich salt, the pshat is poshit. Yosef HaTzadik, whatever happens to him, if that is bashert, he accepts it, he doesn't ask any questions. Nothing. That's the Rotson Hashem. But this is something physical. You can't say, you'll take a pin and you'll put it in somebody's hand or a knife. Say it doesn't bother me. Wait a minute, it's not a metzias, it's a fact. The Metzias for the bad smell, that he couldn't say a sasim, it doesn't bother him. It bothers him. So you see, if the Shechina was Medagdik so far, that he shouldn't have that star, the sim and the other things didn't even bother him altogether. That he accepted. That he accepted. And then when he comes and he's thrown into the dungeon, he's there 10 years, fucked out. That's also not Shem's, he's still in dungeon, fast. And the Meir Simcha says in Metzach Chochma, interesting, why was the Sar Mashkim and Sar Eifim thrown into the dungeon there? So he says there, Pshat, Yosef was destined to be the prime minister of Mitzrayim, the leading empire of the world. And here is a boy taking care of some sheep out there. And what does he know about leading, La Havdel, the Zongdo Heinz, also about Trump. What does he know about running a government? So how would Yosef know to run a government like Mitzrayim? But the Rebbe study marks Zafke, that these two ministers, they were members of the cabinet, and they had nothing to do. So they were talking with Yosef. Yosef, a good cop, the Gahat, so in those 12 months or whatever, there was, by Yom HaMishwa, they were a whole year with him. So he learns the essential how to run a government. That's up to Meir Simcha, but they're a portion. But that he accepts. Then all of a sudden there's a glimmer of hope. What is the glimmer of hope? That the Sar HaMashkim has this cholim and Yosef tells him you'll be released. And he asks him, do me a favor when you get out. Don't forget. Right. And the Chazalim said, I'm tainous. Right? Ravos of Boha gave us Yifta Bashem, say Yosef. All of a sudden you're worried, you depend on us. But the Ramsey stopped to think of it. He made us sitting in jail 10 years. Now there's a glimmer of hope. So the Chazalim Semtainus Shatido Chazay Andos. I want to tell you a Gemara and Yuma. Gemara and Semtu Yuma Mice. There was a family by the name of Beis Galmu. They had a monopoly. They knew how to bake the lechem aponim special formula. And the Chachamim asked him what's the fire. We don't tell, it's a family secret. So the Chachamim went and they fired him. And they brought in experts like Sandri Yishel Mitzrayim. And it turned out that the result of the Lechem HaPanim was not as good as the other one. So they said, if Cain, we have to call him back. So they called him back. They went back to the Beis Galman. Beis Galman said, we're in no hurry now. You need us? So they had to double what they paid him. The Gemara Rechon Tzoyes, they paid him so much, now they had to pay him double. Pay him double. As if the Gemara. The same thing happened, the Gemara says, with Beis Aftinas. Another family had a monopoly, a formula on the Ktoiras. Ktoiras was involved, you have to mix him, and how you mix him, and what is Malo Ocean, and so on. And the same thing, they didn't want to tell him, so they were fired, and then they brought the others, and they brought him back. Mikanoma Ben Nazai. The Gemara says, Ben Nazai said, there's a gewaldic Yamusa, this might say. As a person should never worry, what's in Bashel till get. Vishimcha yikro ucha, vimkemcha yeshivucha. They will call you by name, they will put you back in your own place. Whatever's Bashel, don't worry, you'll get it. Somebody's gonna give it to you. Nobody can take it away. And the Chayof, Avosadin, Avachosin, make me schreiben zu Leuem, a viele Chalameir, a viele Tishabov, Shemen Kadmele Wacha, in a Pshat Kadmele Wacha Barachmim, Tfila. Tfila can change it. Tfila. A ganze Gemor, in Meit Kotten. But otherwise, don't worry. Mashal, if you have the real Amunah and Bitochen, you have nothing to worry about. The exact Maisif from the Beis Gamu happened to the Sarah Mashkim. Sarah Mashkim, he had a position in the palace. All of a sudden, Paris throws him into the dungeon. And then he reminds him, takes him back. Mamish with the Beis Gamu. Hotzach Yasef gitaf sopel ala kalvachemer. Madoch der Sarah Mashkim doch Arosher. Rashi says Arurim Arushoim, he was Arosher Marusher. Lezoch al Sarah Mashkim Yasef was Arosher. Right? And nevertheless, when Hashemayim, they reminded themselves, they didn't forget about him. You, Yasef HaTzadik, don't worry. They will certainly remember you. They should. Not that the Sarah Mashkim is the seabed through which he will be saved. Sarah Mashkim is only there to teach him, don't worry, everything is Bashel to you, but remember your health. And unfortunately, Yasef, or Sobgalan, didn't with the Gemshas. He thought that the seabed, Sarah Mashkim is the seabed, maybe. And they didn't pay for that since another 2 years. As they dashed me, I'll push it to Pshat. Any question on this? Today said on a sach to rain. No? Now, the story, of course, with Eishes Potiphar, Eishes Potiphar, according to the Medrash, you first begin to realize what an Isoyan Yosef had here. It's not only when he was in the house of Potiphar that she pestered him. According to the Medrash, even though he was sitting in jail, he was in jail 12 years. Every day, this Paskutze, the Zelicha, whatever her name was, she used to come around and say, look, I can get you out tomorrow, and so on. And Yesu didn't know. But that's, you must take an historian for Yesu, though. Not only that, there was the Tzeta Chumash Shas Maisev, but even when he was in the jail, she kept around every day, and she gets you out, but he didn't want to. Doesn't state that he saw you, every day was repeated for 12 years. So we have no Asog in the Nisoyan for Yosef. And Afo Pikain, who is the hero of these settlers? Huh? The hero is Yehuda. Doesn't the Chazal. Yesiv Kiddushim Shemayim Beseser. So therefore one letter was added to his name. He's not called Yesiv, but Yehesiv. Eidus be Yehesiv Somei Beseser El Shemayim. That is, of Yehuda, Yudke Vovke, the whole name Yehuda's Kula, because Yehuda, in that sense, is even bigger than Yosef. Stayed bigger than Yosef. And you see what happened when they came down from Mitzrayim. Who was the victor between the Vikuach and Yehuda and Yosef? Yehuda was victorious. He is the hero of these settlers, Yehuda. And of course it starts with the Ma'aseh Mitoma. Ma'aseh Mitoma. Right? Yehuda sees everything goes fakels. Everything is the opposite. He gets married, and first son Eos dies, then Einon dies, and then but his wife passes away. The Gemara says that was an Einish because he didn't save when he had a chance to bring Yosef back to Yankiv. He didn't do it. So therefore, there's an Einish. May Ishtay Bonav, Kever Ishtay Bonav, Fersh Gemara. But somebody else would have been sort of discouraged. Yeah, Yehuda is never discouraged. That's the tev of Yehuda. Nothing phases him, nothing stops him. And that goes down all the way through the Zeres. Through the Zeres. Nachshon ben Aminadov, the one who jumps into the Yamsuf. Beaz, a man of 80 years old. He had already wives and children, Nebuch, everybody buys. He's an old man, and in the last year of his life, he marries Rus, he doesn't give up, and from them there comes out Machz B'Zom. Those are the Midif and Yehuda. See, Yankiv is different than Yehuda is different. Yankiv is Fakert, everything is perfect. When one son, Yosef, disappears, the whole thing falls apart. The whole thing falls apart. He doesn't know. He was supposed to have 12 sons. All of a sudden, one is missing. Then the whole minion falls apart. That's a Yankiv. See? Incidentally, the Beis HaLevi has a Meirudik Yapshat. And it's 22 years that Yankiv, when Yeshu was lost, what was the problem of Yankiv? This Yankiv was, after all, there's one of the Shvatim missing. But there's an Eitzah. He can take a wife and another child and have 12. However, he promised Lavan he would never take him. Right? If he'll take another wife, it'll be a chilul Hashem. On the other hand, but you understand what we have here. We have a case where the whole binyan of a Klal Yisrael is not in shape. I mean, there's no 12 Shvatim. He knows he has 12 Shvatim. So maybe he's second to go ahead. On the other hand, Zachil Hashem. So imagine this doubt bothering him for 22 years, this problem. Should he take another wife or not? Dr. Beis HaLevi, now you understand what Yankiv Avinu, the Yisurim, and the Tzor is 22 years. Rabban Kotel Zechen of Rocha, you know, when he passed away, so the Maskmigven in El Yisrael, one of the Maspidim was Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Reb Chaim Stuchino. I read in our Pardes what he said on El Yisrael. He told there's a famous Maisid, Sophie's Choice. You know the Maisid from the Nazis? They had a Maisid in the days of the Nazis, and they were deporting the Jews now to the camps. So there was a mother there with two children, and she asked the Nazi, please leave me my children. So this gangster, he's going to have a little fun with her. He says to her, you can take one. So she was overjoyed, you know, and tumbling, and she grabs one of the children, and then she stops. What about the other one? So she leaves this one go and grabs the other one. And then she says, what about the first one? This one, no, no. This poor woman, she lost her mind. It was such a problem, she went out of her mind. She couldn't resolve it. So Reb Chaim says, you see what a problem can do. When a person has a problem, he can't resolve it. Reb Amon Kotler, there was no problem. He solved problems. Those were the hospital of Ram. And this was the story of Yankiv Avinu for 22 years, back and forth. Should he get married? Chil Hashem. Should he not get married? Look what he's losing. And he was in doubt what he should do. Zok the Beis HaLevi. Zok Meir Lik Pshas in the Pasuk. Meir Lik Pshas in the Pasuk. But Yehuda, on the other hand, Fakelt, nothing phases him. Even things are not perfect. But you go ahead and you continue. That's why Yehuda is the one who was introduced Yibum. What is Yibum? There's Chalela loss in the family. The rest of the family jumps in and fills this void. Does Yibum, stays? Nochel Hashem, Nochel Hamesh, stays? So thus is Yehuda's midah. It's a different midah for Yankov altogether. And this midah, that's why we are Yehudim. Yeah, I always said, you know, the biggest chef in Eretz Yisrael, me or Yehudi. So chas b'feir, she gemore, gemore megillah. Kol ha-keifa b'rizore, nikra Yehudi. Because a Yehudi, a Yid, he's not interested in Avedah Zohar, he has tzores, but he's continued. That's the midah for Yehuda. That's why we are called Yehudim. A Yehudi, a Yud. In Yiddish, it's a Yud, a Yimde, in German, a Yud. In English, it's Jew. What happens to the Jew? The Dalit, I don't know, Jew. What happens to the Z? Basically. All right, Yehuda. Doesn't I did, don't also click from Yehuda and Yankiv. Okay, I think we'll stop here, Rabbi Yisrael. Anybody have any questions? Aninus, Aninus. Usually Aninus is fear and Zanavelus. So he said the pshat is that the Chumbeis Mikdas is so big that El Shpeter is given Erger and Erger. Usually Avel is Fakir, those Fakir. So he said the loss of Rabban that when El Shmag is on Shpeter and Shpeter.
The Gemara says, keep it to me, Dr. Shmaitse, it's a Naya Creed. They would come carry the...
Well, yeah.
This is also not part of this? Adar, what is this word from Rudiman?
I don't think it was Pittsburgh. In Lakewood. And then there was a Hesped, you know, with the Pike Street tool, you know.
Yeah.
And then there was a Hesped by the airport. A Blessed Silver at the Matzvig Memorial Airport. Satman, the Matzvig Memorial, and Ramesh Feinstein, and the Panovich Room.
You were there by all the Hesped?
Well,
you know what Blessed Silver said? You remember what he said?
What should the Rocked Algeria? As for Allah, Goyos HaShri, I think you're a mafkid.
But Metzia, but the deal.
And if somebody takes on the Shmir and he thinks it's Kesef, it's silver, that's gold.
Yeah.
He's only Chuyev, only for Chayas for Kesef, that's all. Yokter Jolzvishishayin El Shishroel, that them demoren is a Kestelef and diamonds. In Eretz Yisroel, Lehi Niach Komeisei. Goed slaan het zwillig niet vergeet.
Hij zit er gezegd.
Everybody smiles. Els is royal en jamiach komeis.
What did Ramesha say in the Palmas Drop?
Ramesha said something and nobody remembers it. You know, the Satma Robert Mattel, everybody remembers it. Ramesha said like this, Fana Gemore and Gitten, as Pelagius begiv a statement that this is a Pelagius Rabbi Yenus Rabbi Yossel Zenus Nima he found a hair in Delzog Zvuv Matzo Es Aschecho and Orden Eliyo Getroffen sagt er what is he doing with the Menschlam and Telel's Pelagius what sagt er Yenus Beni Kacho Eima Rabbi Yossel Beni Kacho sagt er stell sich vor Kavi Yochel the Menschlam sagt Aaron Beni Kacho Eima Merdek, and nobody remembers it. His son, I spoke to Ruben fine. He don't remember. Also, I made a big voice. No,
it's written up. What did Pomacharov say?
Pomacharov had gesagt, "Mazel tov to Rebaron, that his son Reb Shneir is the Nayar Rosh Hashiva." And also Minik, it's an old Minik. And my father told me, "Rabbi Yisrael Berg is Richalek." He said, "Mazel tov." Because Reb Chaim took over the Rabbonis. It's an old minig. And it's the son. Oh, did you like it? He makes a lot of noise, do you do? Rabbonis Maspid Givend Reb Malian. I was there also. I don't remember exactly what he said, but it's all because side-slipsing. As a matter of fact, my brother-in-law, my wife had a brother. You know, they come from Australia, my wife's family. So he was visiting in America, and he also went to the Avaya, you know, and he had a tape recorder. So he has that.
What was his name? What was your shrug? What's your shrug? His
name was Wiener. Dr. Saul Wiener.
Dr. Saul Wiener.
Yeah. So I think they contacted him. I don't know what happened. If they ever got his yeshiva now. But he took it on tape.
Who's from us? Melbourne?
Melbourne, Australia.
Now he's told Melbourne. So Saul Wiener.
Saul, S-A-U-L. Heinz from Alabama, he passed away a few years
ago. He has children still in then.
He has one son and he was my house dog. He left three children, a son and two daughters. So when the son, he was 17, 18, so my shver, you know, the grandfather sent him out to learn. He's on megaphone, loud on soil. P.S., he's still there. He has some sort of a, in Ramot, you know, this is
mine.
In Ramot, he has like a, anyway, he's, now, Baruch Hashem, a family, kinder, Matanik, Lahalter, and then one daughter married a fella, maybe heard of him, Dr. Lanzer.
Lanzer?
Lanzer, L-A-N-Z-E-R, Danny Lanzer. He is the main supporter of the Kilo in Melbourne. The Kilo for Lakewood, you know. Schneer, that he phoned on. And Reb Norsen, and he's one of the main supporters. Now, Lincoln, I'll be learning, of course.
Wurzburger is the West Coast.
I was there in Australia, so I said a shield over. And also I said a shield in the Hungarian. You know, the Hungarians on the Kaicha, but you can't
Back.
Back, and he has a son-in-law, Cohen. You know him?
I heard of the names.
Tyler Gamander Cohen. So anybody asked me to say a shield. So I said, look, I'm an Emerson, Nafnachreden, Lushin Kedish. But I don't know Hungarians, so I've spoken Yiddish. They hold no Hungarian, Washington. You know that? English. Oh, the Hungarians. English. Myself, other Marishan, the more than Minnesota. Other Marishan was created in Rosh Hashanah, right?
Yeah.
Then the days became shorter and shorter. So he thought it's going to be dark continually, right? Zui Misa Shiniktis all off. But then he saw in January the days a little longer, so he understood it's a cycle, right? You know, the Kashif and the modern Achreinim, Otomarishan, he should have understood if the northern hemisphere is darker, but the southern hemisphere in Africa and South America and Australia, the Chlichsik, Zetlach and the Gemolas are the Marisha Mishumayfa didn't want to go to Australia. You better sit in El Cisrael and the Finns are going to go. Finns are Gemolas.
Very good.
Now, but Emerson is a big deal. But so far, you know, with the plane from, we went from here to San Francisco, 6 hours or whatever. Then you get on a Qantas, it's called the Qantas, and they go for 14 hours nonstop to Melbourne. 20 flying hours. We came there, was a day later, you know, 14 hours difference. Well, we hopped across the border in Holland. Holland, you know, was not involved in the first one. Just around 4 years.
Wow.
Father. After the war, went back to Germany, got married.
Who were the Rabbonim in Jersey City when you were the Rav?
Rabbonim, when I say.
Blumenf? What was it? No, Blumenf.
The elder Rav in Rabbi Yitzchok Siegel, he's to 100.
Wow.
He's a Talmud for Rabbi Ober. But he was on his own already. Then Nochi given the main Rav was Rabbi Yankiv, Chaim Yankiv, Levine.
He left in 64 already. He moved back to Eretzol in Paradis Chana.
I was 25 years old. You're Paradis Chana, yeah.
Yeah, he went to Paradis Chana, yeah.
Yeah, he went from...
Father, Chaim Yankov, yeah.
Yeah.
Now from Baruch Bar also.
Yeah, he went from Yerushalayim back to Kamen Yisroel. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But the Kehillah, it was Shema Shabbos.
Some of them were Shema Shabbos.
Who else?
And Nochi, he went to Rabbi Shurin. One of the Shurins, you know. One, his older brother was the son-in-law of Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky. But he was a son-in-law of a famous Rav in Astoria, from Shein Rabbonim.
He was there for till the end of us.
So Joseph C. Amol was a big. So how many years were you in New Jersey City?
So, see, about 3 years. And I met my wife and got married there. And from there I went to Norwich, Connecticut. That was already a nice town, about 600 Jewish families.
It was Laura Bunham in Newark, Charles? Newark?
Norwich was one? No, I was the only one. Then they had a conservative rabbi, take off Kapoor. Allah Yuslach, I'm going to stop paying on it. Conservative Mechel Mazel. A friend of mine, Rabbi Yisrael Kirsten, if you know him. He was in London, it's 10 miles away, we used to learn together. So he had a conservative rabbi on a first name basis. He used to sell chometz by Kirsten. When I came to show me, my name went out, I go on this, I do rock. You need mazel, even the conservative rabbis.
After Connecticut, we were...
Then my wife decided she didn't like the Rabbanis altogether, because she didn't come from Rabbanis. So we came back to New York, and I went into business here. Oh, at first, then I was in the High Life for 3-4 years.
Highland?
High Life, Hebrew Institute, Long Island. Oh. Rabbi Lyman, you know Shneur Lyman, maybe?
Yeah, I know.
Shneur Lyman's father. Ah. He was the principal there. Uh-huh. Father, then from the Talmidim, from Rabbi Mendelovich. Wow. But when he retired, he went to Israel. So the Panevich Rav got a hold of him, and he gave him the principalship in a girls' school. He was there for another number of years.
So how do you get started with Moshe Feinstein?
Moshe Feinstein, when I wrote my sefer, I was in Jersey City. Every simon, I used to go across, just hop across, the ferry in New York, and I'm going to write in the Berlin. Like you learned the sugi yesterday, you made some knowledge, shame him and everything. Ah, then he gave me a skomi also, I say. Or Shiva gave me a skomi and from Baltimore and Ramesha.
Wow.
And Ramichel he went on in the wartime.
Yeah.
So I asked him also for a skomi, but Ramichel was like a klebmai, so the time he sent it, the chiba was published. So I held on to the letter. In that last sefer, I said, so you have it?
I don't have any of this for him. Zavala, I don't have any of them yet.
You want to come to Roma? Give me
one. Yeah, Zavala, the biggest school, Zavala. I'm waiting for the one on Altura. I mean, his son says he's going to bring the one on Altura, hopefully next time he comes.
The only time that you have a halal, you don't have Musaf, is Hanukkah. The Haloch. That's a better shot.
Who's your father?
My father.
I mean, who is your rabbi?
He was all in a small town, a sheikh in Jersey. Grew up in Jersey. Pine Brook, New Jersey.
And he was from Europe?
Yeah, he came here as a bocher.
From where?
From not far from Slutsk. He learned the Slutsk. You remember the Rabbi Zalman? He was in Shuktan in Slutsk. Then he learned in Minsk by the Baba Shif, the Teaf Israim. You have it?
I heard of the Sefer.
No, Yerayim.
The bottom of the
classic Sefer of Yerayim. Of Yerayim, the Faran from Belzareb, and the Faran from Vita Geisen, the one from Karlin, Vita Geisen.
Tearing up.
And the Volkin, about Volkin.
Beisaran.
Yeah, everybody writes on your name, but this is a classic, the best one. I'll tell you one verse of his. All right? State Azay.
If you want to sit, it's on your feet.
I'll lean on this.
Well, go to your room. Get the safe from your room.
Okay. Vanibi onye chinosi. The Dovna Melosok, Vanibi chinosi. Onye chinosi, I'll soon get geld from me to Migdosh. So he brings a voice of them, Ramel Simcha says it, and the state tegen Belezer Horowitz, back in the Gemara. Because state about Layabale Kesev Zov. So every time Governor Melech has a little bit of money, it's a Magdish man, couldn't have it all at once. A state of Kesev Zov, Layabale Melech. Come to the gain of the Yafis Reim, the Babashiv, Zov Kelsaran, and the Achidushi Aran is on Hebron. Layabale kesev zov doesn't mean that like Melech is not allowed to have it. You can have as much kesev as only one. but he's not allowed to do it with putting on taxes on the people. That's been the mistake for Rechavam. He put on too many taxes, so he rebelled. Understand? Or about mostly get to Mohammed. And get to Mohammed. Right? And David HaMelech had plenty of Mohammed, so he probably had plenty of kesses off. Right? So he's not masking that shot. Because that kind of money you don't build a base of Mignus with the money you got from violence. A Levi told his name from Biza nothing. Chai Malkis. A Levi will take a shoelace from the Biza, Chai Malkis. What was? Dr. Chinuch, a Levi the Chesuch makes a Mignus. Pastor, his panos should be from violence, from Shichel Zomit. I feel a bad time. You go to war with him. So the mail is that kind of money, don't build a base of Mignus. So the Chamel Simcha also in the rest. But a tiny is, and he found out, Toshis Aranis. So Gavaldik Yachiba, that the office of Aime Gavaldik. My father learned by him. Smedlers, they called it the Klein Bay Smedlers. Rabbi Yankov told me he learned there in his time, and my father learned there, my uncle, my father's older brother. Everybody learned the Klein Bay Smedlers in Minsk. Yeah. Then this one, he went eating daily Eilam, and then Pashit and Malamdim, you know? Today will be Rosh Hashivas. Those Julek Yankees. Great. No? The first thing, Goyans say that the Goyans, that Jews are not honest. They make the challahs to me. They make the challahs. I'm a Jew and I think he does this now. There's a nicer like the Mogadot Meisah. There was once a fellow, a year going through the forest, you know, and all of a sudden he stopped, a man with a gun, he holds up, and he takes all the money. So the Jew says, do me a favor, he says, it's not my money. And I'll come home and I'll tell the man who sent me with this money that was robbed. He wouldn't believe me. He takes off his jacket here. Just shoot a few holes into the jacket. Yeah? So he says, all right. Puts a, no. And no time, and that's the end. Oh, no more. So he goes in, turns around and beats up the guy. So he says, I miss the Yidl Haganim. The guy turns out a Jew. I miss the Yidl Haganim. Vayishtu vayishkiru imay. You know, when the Shvatim came down from Mitzrayim, then there was a big Suda that Jesus made for them. Vayishtu vayishkiru imay. So Gemara Shabbos, Tiffin Shabbos, all the way almost at the end. So Omer Emeloi, that until that day, 22 years they hadn't tasted a drop of wine. They realized what they had done. You understand? And Yosef Kotkin and Zirakov, he also didn't have. Now at this time, Vayishtu Vayishku Rimen. Ve'yamar Emaloi, Noch Amayma, in State Apostolic, in Shmeis, Ve'roachov Ve'somach Belibe. When Meshi Rabbeinu told me, you go back to Mitzrayim and you'll meet your brother Aharon, Ve'roachov Ve'somach Belibe. State on, he came down by Yishak, Sokter, Gemore, Verachel, and Sarah Malibe. The far was Aaron, was Gehatza, Zahava, Verachel, and Sarah Malibe. A younger brother takes over, and El Fakir's a Freitzach, right? Right? In Schazet, or Zet, when some Cheshmishos, what's in the Smichos in the two by Morim?
The younger brothers.
Yeah, what's the smichos for Remaloi, Maisi, Mithi, Yosef, the breeder? No, not the only brother. Shasus Anders. The first time he says, you see how much is a Mitzayel given in Yenemus HaTzar. Yankiv's Tzar, they felt 22 years of the Mitzayel given of Yankiv. So, Remaloi, then possibly there might be a bigger Madrega to feel a Simcha in Yenem Simcha. Feel a tzar with Yenim, chas v'sholim, and somebody else has sorry. Everybody will feel sorry for him. Chmonis Lan
Everybody feels sorry, you know. It's a halunglik, right? But this is maybe in psychological, in chesmen, kenzer noch aggressor, that you really are someach yemsuf, must be here so and so $100,000 in the lottery. First thing you say, ah, why couldn't it happen to me? Right? Uh-huh. Oh, but to really feel a simcha, yenem simcha, is that an aggressor and regular English was. Those are Gamaroy, huh?
There's
a volume.
Can be
read this parsha
next week.
And this was also a shaykh, one next to the other.
That's more than shot.
In the Briskia Rov, when they found the Gavia Mamsachas Minyomim, so they said, what are you talking about? Hein Kesem, come, Vech Nidlam, so Rashi is Echel Miasor, Ravachem Ashubatero. Then it said, Vaychapes, by Godel Hechel, Vakosan Kilo, Vahimosag Vyomkno. State the Mendelish, by Godel is Shimon, Vakosan is Binyomin. So, to Briskia Rov, Menashe knew where the Gavir is. So we'd have to search all the bags. They saved them the trip, right? They said, look, we can't be Ganov, we've turned them. So Menashe said, that Kalachema works for everybody except two. Because Shimon was never home, and Binyamin didn't come the first time, so all he had to search was Binyamin and Shimon. And he knew where the Gavir was, so they saved him the job.
Uh-huh.
Saved the Chokhman for Menashe. Fast, they chapped it, because they got it, because it's yours.